All right, welcome back to Sports Central. Penn State wrestling team had a tremendous final day of the NCAA Wrestling Championships. Four individual national champions. Let's wrap up the Penn State wrestling season with Andy Stein, covered wrestling for Nittany Sports Now. He's also the sports editor of the Tyrone and Daily and Huntington Daily newspapers. Andy, what's going on with you, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Oh, fantastic. So Penn State finishes second in the team competition to Iowa. We'll get to more on that in a little bit and in some of the quirks of that. But four individual national champions. When you crown four guys on the final evening, even though they finished second, how much of a huge, huge boost was that for Penn State wrestling?
Yeah, it was big. I mean, it almost seemed like, you know, the team title was already locked up already. Come Saturday afternoon or so, I think they locked it up at 197 in the middle round. So that means the championship matches didn't mean anything in terms of the team race.
Now let me stop you real quick because we're going to get to more on that in a little bit. Did you hear what Andy just said? In the team race, in the national championships, the finals did not matter. So we'll get to more on that in a bit. Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, but it definitely seemed like, you know, after they went 4-4 in the finals, it almost didn't seem to matter that they weren't going to win the team race just because everyone just did so well there in the end, and it was really a good consolation prize, I think.
Roman Bravo Young captured the title. Nick Lee, Carter Sturacci, Aaron Brooks. Aaron Brooks was the number one seed at 184. Most people thought that he would go on and win. Who was the biggest surprise to you?
For me, I think the biggest surprise was Sturacci. Just because, I mean, he lost 7-2, I think it was, in the Big Ten Finals to Michael Kemmer of Iowa. Gets the rematch, and, you know, I really think he out-wrestled him in the finals on Saturday night. And just to see him get that overtime win, I mean, that was stunning to me. And even Roman Robbie Young and Nick Lee, just to see those guys went to, I know RBY definitely won the Big Ten Finals, but even Nick Lee to beat Ironman in the same fashion, he lost to Jaden Ironman in the finals of Big Ten. So just to see both of them winning the NCAAs was awesome to see.
Andy Stein from Nittany Sports Now joining us. All right, so what does this do for Penn State going forward? Are all of these guys back? Because everybody can come back. So can we assume that all four of these individual national champions come back along with everybody else?
Yeah, I think almost everybody will be back. And I know at least some of them have already said that they will be back. And I'd imagine even more will say that they'll be back in the coming weeks or so. But you know, what will be interesting is the transfer portal. I know you were just talking about that with Allie Campbell and everything. I'd imagine with Penn State wrestling terms, I'd imagine some of those guys might enter the transfer portal. Maybe not the starters per se, but maybe some of the backups that are in some time this year. Penn State sent out a lot of 149-pounders this season, especially at the beginning of the year. Also, Seth Nevels at heavyweight, you know, he basically lost the starting job in the last dual meet of the year when Kirk Liatt was able to wrestle. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see some of those guys enter the transfer portal, but I also wouldn't be surprised to see some quality wrestlers coming back as well.
Let me ask you this, because the transfer portal is just so new for college football and basketball. Yes, there have been transfers, but it has really just exploded this offseason, and it's going to explode for college basketball, believe me. What's wrestling been like? Has wrestling traditionally seen a tremendous amount of turnover with transfers, Andy, or are we about to see something new there as well?
You know, I don't think it seems like that, especially, you know, not in Penn State's case, because just basically a lot of Penn State's recruiting base, a lot of them are going to be in state in Pennsylvania. So, you know, why would you want to go somewhere else when you're already at home if you're from Pennsylvania and you're already wrestling for one of the best wrestling coaches in the nation, probably the best, I would think. Now, if you're from out of state somewhere else, I know Roman Robbie Young's from Arizona. They have some guys from Utah. Maybe those guys will think a little bit different than those guys in state, but it doesn't seem to be as big of a deal in wrestling. But you never know. I guess a lot of it, I guess, depends on how many matches you're getting this year, and that's why I think there will be some, but not many.
All right. Andy Stein from Nittany Sports. Now, I want to get into the scoring system in wrestling with you. I talked with Andy about this yesterday. I talked to a couple of other folks. Penn State had four individual national champions. Four. Iowa had one. Penn State had four individual national champions. Iowa had one. As you heard me say earlier, the team title was wrapped up before the finals. Before. It didn't even matter that Penn State had four national champions individually. And there's 10 weights, by the way, for those who don't follow it all that closely. It didn't even matter from a team standpoint how many Penn State would get, because it was over. The competition was over already. Okay, so here, this may sound like some sour grapes. If this podcast, I'm going to send this out as a podcast. If this podcast reaches Iowa, I'm sure those people are going, those Penn State people are just sour grapes. I'm not talking about sour grapes. I'm talking about, this is the first time ever that a team has had four individual national champions and did not win the team title. First time ever. And not only did they not win it, it was over. So I want to ask you, Andy, about the scoring system that would allow something like that to happen. So again, if this goes out in the wrestling world and people are like, you guys are just a bunch of crybaby idiots, it's not what I'm talking about here. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Iowa earned it. Iowa had more wrestlers advance farther than Penn State. It's a team title. Give Iowa credit. Their guys went further. Penn State had the four titleists, but Iowa had more guys go further, and they racked up a lot of points and bonus points and all those things, and that's how they won. Congratulations to them. What I'm asking you, though, is there an issue within a sport where a team can win four titles and another team only wins one, and the championship really isn't even a contest anymore before the finals are wrestled?
Yeah, and you brought this up to me yesterday, and I'm surprised that I never thought about this myself. I had to look up, the point scoring system, prior to the Big Ten's this year. I'm just going to run down through them real quick. If you get first place in any college wrestling tournament, you get 16 points. If you get second place, you get 12 points. If you get third place, you get 10. And it goes on down from 9, 7, 6, 4, 3 from first through eighth place. Now, that's fine. At the risk of sounding like a total homer here, I'm really not trying to do that. But if you go from – if you're wrestling in the finals, you have 12 points right there, and you're basically wrestling for an extra 4 points. And I just think with that right there, I think there needs to be a little bit more of a reward for winning a championship. I'm not saying that you need to drastically reform the system or anything like that.
Let's reiterate one more time, because we're talking numbers and math, and sometimes that goes in one ear and out the other. If you win the championship, you get 16 points.
Yep.
If you finish second, you get 12 points. Here's the kicker. If you finish third, you get 10 points. So to finish third, you get 10 points, and you only get 6 more points if you win the whole thing. I am not a wrestling expert. Andy is. Some of you may be, especially if this podcast goes out to other parts of the country where you guys are wrestling experts. What I'm talking about here is, shouldn't your champion get more points than a 6-point differential from third place? If third place is worth 10, fine. Have the second place be worth 12. Shouldn't you get like 20 at least to win the shouldn't there be more of an incentive? And again, folks, I know some of you, this is just the Penn State crybabies. Iowa did better and you're crying that you lost. I'm talking math here. I'm not talking about Penn State. If Iowa had won 4 and Penn State had won 1, I'd be asking the same question. How on earth was that possible? Is 16 points enough, Andy, for winning the championship when second place and third place are worth 12 and 10?
That's what I'm going to agree with you on right there. Is I believe a first place winner, a champion, should get something more like 20 points, and a second place winner should get like 10, something like that. But here's something that we haven't mentioned before. Now, we see it all the time in wrestling where, you know, a number one seed, number two seed, whatever, they lose early or whatever, and a lot of people would expect them to make a deep run, maybe even a champion. We actually saw this with Northwestern's Ryan Deacon at 157 this weekend. We saw it with Michigan's Miles Amin. They were both top seeds. They lose early. They lose in the quarterfinals. I believe they wrestle back and get third place. Now, a lot of people would have thought that those guys would win the tournament, and that's great. I mean, they wrestled back and got third. That's where, I guess you could say that don't lose. That's the thing. But at the same time, those guys deserve something for wrestling back to get third place as well. So, but at the same time, I'm with you because there should be more of a reward for first place. And whether that's first place we get like 20 and second place we get 10, I don't know. But I'm with you on the fact that there needs to be more of a reward for first place.
Yeah, because look, I like math. I was pretty good at math. I'm not getting into a whole bunch of calculus here and long form equations. You could probably do the math and find a way where like a team could have as many as like 7 individual national champions and not win the team total. I mean, I'll do some rudimentary math. 7 times 16 is 112. Okay. Now, Say you had nobody else advance, and say you only qualified 7, and all 7 of them won the title. You scored 112 points. Say you had 10 guys, and 2 of them won a title. Okay, you got 32 points there. All right, and the other 8 scored 10 points and finished third. You've just tied. You hear what I'm saying? Team A has seven individual national champions. 7 times 16 is 112. Team B has 2 national champions and 8 third-place finishers, and they tie. So again, now you can make a case that, hey, well, Team B had 3 more good wrestlers. They deserve a team title. And I understand that. I get that, if that's what somebody wants to argue. But I just did the math for you. If one team had 7... and no other placers, that you can see how this gets really fuzzy there, Andy.
Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that. But and we haven't mentioned at all either about the advancement points as well. You get
sure. There's a lot more. This is just basic math here. I mean, there's other ways around. You know, to split the atom here.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm definitely with you. There needs to be a first. There needs to be a little bit more of a reward for first place. There's no doubt about it. I think. And at the same time, like I was just about to say, I wouldn't want to get rid of all the bonus points that you get for falls, mm-hmm. major decisions, technical falls, and so forth. Yeah, in dual meets, you know, Penn State relies on those a lot, and. You know, I don't think it would be good to, you know, just get rid of all that, you know, just because we're wrestling in a tournament. Now,
yeah,
as opposed to a dual meet.
We're not talking reinventing the wheel here. It just surprised me that third place is 10, second place is 12, first place is 16, and that is a very small number when you're thinking about how hard it is to actually finish in first place and win the whole thing. That it deserves a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on it. It's, but at the same time, 4 champions. I mean, I don't think Penn State's going to be in the business complaining about that either.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. There needs to be more of a reward for first place.
Andy Stein from Nittany Sports Now, also the sports editor of Tyrone and Huntington Daily Papers. Appreciate your time, buddy. We've had a good time talking with Andy throughout the wrestling season. He did a great job for my website covering the Nittany Lions, and hopefully we will be able to keep you on for a long time. I know you really enjoy all this stuff.
It's been quite a blast, Corey. I've had a lot of fun this season, and as long as you keep having me, I'm planning on coming back. So
thanks, buddy. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thanks, Corey.